from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. A flare-up of separatist violence in Cameroon this weekend. We get more from Mok Edwin Kinzeka, who's on the ground in Cameroon.
At least six armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in the southwestern Cameroon English-speaking town of Mamfe during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work gently to reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists were using Nigerian territory as a training ground. The crisis in the English-speaking northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon began in November last year when lawyers and teachers called for a strike to stop what they believe is the overuse of the French language. Violence erupted when separatists started asking for complete independence. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Israeli airstrikes killed two Hamas members early Saturday following a rocket attack on Israel in the latest fallout from President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a development that has roiled the region and the larger Muslim world. The Israeli military said it targeted four Hamas facilities in response to rockets fired the previous night, including one that landed in the town of Sderot without causing casualties or major damage. The military said it struck warehouses and weapons manufacturing sites, after which Hamas said it had recovered the bodies of two of its men. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior UN envoy warned on Saturday there was a grave risk of a miscalculation that could trigger conflict with North Korea. That's why he urged Pyongyang to keep channels open after a rare visit to the reclusive state. Jeffrey Feltman's four-day trip to the North, the first by such a high-ranking UN diplomat since 2010, kicked off less than a week after North Korea said it had test-fired a new ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. The United Nations said Feltman met North Korea's foreign minister and vice foreign minister, and they agreed that the current situation was the most tense and dangerous peace and security issue in the world today. In the United States, firefighters in Southern California were on high alert for dangerous fire potential even before the first blazes broke out. But once those flames met ferocious winds, fire crews were mostly powerless to stop infernos that have now destroyed more than 750 buildings. Mike DePonce is a public information officer for the Santa Barbara Fire Department. He says the devastation is very hard to describe to those who haven't seen it.
I always kind of equate these to my family friends as disaster war zones, is what you see, you know, with the homes that are lost and the tragedy that hits all of these families that live in these areas, and not to mention the beauty of this area.
Hundreds of thousands of people have had to evacuate to avoid six out-of-control fires that have burned over 700 square kilometers since Monday, with no end in sight. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in the strongest term Thursday's attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and five Congolese soldiers died. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said this is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history, and it says it's another indication of the enormous sacrifices that peacekeepers make. The peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. The attack occurred late Thursday in the North Kivu province. Military reinforcement arrived on the scene and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. A UN official told VOA the attack on the mission's forward operating base likely was perpetrated by the Ugandan rebel group Allied Democratic Forces, which is active in the area and has attacked the mission in the past month. Ukrainian police on Friday rearrested former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili after he was freed from police custody earlier this week in dramatic fashion by his supporters. Prosecutors say police are holding him in a temporary detention facility. Hundreds of his supporters gathered outside the facility to protest. Earlier this week, he climbed onto a roof to avoid capture by police and was later broken out of a police van by protesters who supported him. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.